Good afternoon, Patriots. This is Praying Medic, and this is my Q thread for Friday, February 1st, 2019. It has been a while since I've done a Q update. Glad to be back in the saddle. Those of you who are doing your own Q decodes at home, and I do recommend you doing your own Q decodes, you can find Q posts on qmap.pub, qanon.pub, and other websites. If you'd like to get Q notifications on your Android device, you can get those apps, Q Drops and Q Alerts, in the Play Store. My theme for this broadcast is Planned Parenthood Panics. Always avoid alliteration, except when you're doing a Q thread. All right, a few minutes after the president concluded his press briefing today on border security, where he informed his opponents that there is going to be a wall, regardless of whether they want one or not, Q, within a couple of minutes, began posting. And there's only two posts from Q today, so get you caught up on those. One of the Anons created this meme. I love it. This is the, if you're looking at this, you can see there's a large flat screen TV with the 8chan research board on it. The president's looking at it. All right. So the Anons welcomed Q back. We have a lot of welcomes. Welcome back. One Anon said, I was almost over my Q addiction, and now you pushed me back off the wagon. Welcome back, friend. This Anon said, welcome back, Q. We are ready. What can we do as we land? Tray tables are locked and seats are in the upright position. Q wasn't expecting you until the State of the Union. My heart be still. We understand, Q. Thank you. This Anon said, we're working hard to spread the word. People are catching on and questioning. Godspeed. And this Anon, I like this graphic. Hey, boss. Thanks for coming back to this mosh pit. Fun Friday. State of the Union. Listen carefully. We will, Q+. We all will. That was something that the president said. He said, listen to the State of the Union and watch what happens afterward. So that will be on the 5th. The Sanan said, hey Q, missed you sir, hope all is well. Been enjoying the movie, Dems Are Imploding. Thank you Jesus, it was getting cold in here. All right, so let's get to Q's first post of the day. This is a repost from a previous drop, and the original post was on November 3rd. It was then posted again on January 13th, and Q reposted it today. And it's about what Q calls the D party con. When you can't raise money organically through party or individual donations, the voter base, you steal it from the American taxpayer and you give it back to yourself in the form of campaign contributions. Example one, Planned Parenthood. There is a link to an article there. $1.5 billion was provided in taxpayer funding to Planned Parenthood over a three-year period. Case number one, Planned Parenthood spent $30 million that was disclosed, the real estimates are closer to $65 million, in taxpayer subsidies to influence the outcome of the 2018 midterm elections. Conclusion. The question is, should it be legal for taxpayer, Dems plus Republicans plus independents funded organization to donate massive amounts of money to the Democrat Party in an effort to sway an election? The Democrat insider term is TWASH, I believe that stands for tax wash. Reread drops regarding Soros and taxpayer funding. Your hard-earned dollars at work. Vote, vote, vote. All right. So Q reposted that crumb and asked, last post before going dark, regarding Planned Parenthood, which is in brackets. What events followed that post? Coincidence. Anons understand. Q. All right. So we're going to go back in a week prior to Q's last post and just look at some events that have transpired just this month. I should say the month of January. On January 7th, Ruth Bader Ginsburg failed to show up for Supreme Court deliberations for the first time in her 25-year career on the court. That same day, January 7th, Hillary Clinton and New York Governor Andrew Cuomo announced their plan to get the New York State Legislature to quickly enact laws protecting abortion rights. Now, why would they do that? Well, 2 and 2 add up to 4. It's pretty common sense. Leaders on the left were obviously afraid that Ginsburg's declining health was a threat to their agenda. They knew Trump would be replacing Ginsburg pretty soon. They feared the possibility that with a new Supreme Court justice, Roe versus Wade might be overturned. That was coming at them fast, so they panicked. And they put out a mad rush to get legislation passed to protect abortion rights. All right. On January 13th, Q posted Charlie Kirk's tweet about taxpayer funding of Planned Parenthood. And then Q posted the drop about the Tea Party con. January 18th was the March for Life. On that same day, the 5th District Court of Appeals paved the way for the state of Texas to strip Planned Parenthood of Medicaid funds. This had to do with that video that was undercover video that showed them essentially selling baby parts of aborted babies. And then we have this. This is a news story that just came out either yesterday or today. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton is asking that same 5th District Court to allow the state to end Medicaid funding to Planned Parenthood immediately. There's actually an injunction. They can't do it yet, but the Attorney General is asking them to be allowed to do that. The state of New York passed 3 new bills. One of those laws is intended to preserve abortion rights even if Roe versus Wade is overturned. That has kind of touched off a firestorm of other states that are looking at changing their abortion laws. Rhode Island, they are preparing an abortion rights bill. So is Vermont. Interestingly enough, in Indiana, Republicans are considering legislation to strengthen abortion restrictions. So not everyone is going in the direction of increasing abortion protection. The Supreme Court is about to rule on a Louisiana law that requires abortion providers to have admitting privileges at a nearby hospital. If that law is upheld, it would pretty severely restrict who could provide abortion services. The Supreme Court is expected to rule on that case very shortly, and that'll give us some indication of the new court's views on abortion. And of course, there's Virginia's failed bill that would have allowed full-term abortions. Lots of controversy over Governor Northam's statements ignited a powder keg of debate that is still raging right now. There's also now a controversy over high school yearbook images of Northam in blackface, and that is making the way on Twitter, so you'll probably see that on social media pretty soon. So his comments touched off a little powder keg of controversy. If we circle back around to Q's statements about the Tea Party con and Planned Parenthood taking taxpayer money and using it to fund campaigns, it was disclosed today, this is on Big League Politics, that Governor Northam received around $1.99 million in campaign funding from Planned Parenthood over the last few years. You can find that article, just search for governor who endorsed infanticide, received $2 million from Planned Parenthood. It's on Big League Politics. Q posted what looks to be a stock image of a couple of F-15 fighter jets. If you look at the file name, sys_conf_spec_y, I do not really have a good decode for what that means. I'm not really sure what the relevance of that particular post is. This is the file name. Sometimes there are messages hidden in the file names. There probably is this time. I don't know what exactly that means. Although it is interesting that this is General Flynn's latest Twitter background image. A lot of us follow General Flynn's Twitter backgrounds. For a lot of us, they signal changes in the seasons. And the background on this image is similar to the background of General Flynn's tweet. I don't really know what this post is all about. But that is all I have for you today. From Q, it is 3:52 Mountain Standard Time. I think Q just wanted to connect the dots with that previous post from January 13th about Planned Parenthood and the revelation today that Northam also receives money from Planned Parenthood. State of the Union coming up next week. Hopefully we'll hear from Q again. For those of you who are keeping track, I'm doing really well on the first volume of the Q book. I've been writing like crazy every day. I'm hoping to get the manuscript finished this weekend and get it in the hands of an editor. It's been going really well. Thank you for putting up with me not being on the broadcast very often, but I do really feel like it's important to get this first book finished and get it out there. So it's moving in the right direction, getting closer. So be encouraged, Patriots. Keep us in prayer. Keep Q and the team in prayer. Keep the president in prayer. Thank you for your support. Thank you for sharing this on social media. That is all I have for you on this update. This is Prairie Medic signing off. I will catch you on the next broadcast.